It's Wednesday, October 27th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Fulani Muslim militants killed 40 Christians in Nigeria last month, reports International Christian Concern. For years, they have attacked Christians and taken their land for farming. Sadly, the Nigerian government continues to allow the violence to go on and even supports it at times. A Nigerian Christian told International Christian Concern that he thinks the government security forces are now behind the attacks.
The Muslims and the Fulani terrorists, they are inside Zangwankata town. That is where they always appear, prepare themselves to go out and attack the villagers around, the Christian villages. Then they will come back and stay in the town. And the security that we are asked to take care of that environment, they know that quite all right. And the reason is most of the securities there mostly are Muslims, because they were not allowed to send a Christian security around that place in order to take good care of the Muslim brothers.
The U.S. State Department updated its estimate of how many Americans want to evacuate Afghanistan, which is now ruled by the Taliban. Last Thursday, the department told congressional staff that it is in contact with 363 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan, 176 of whom want to leave. So far, over 200 U.S. citizens have evacuated Afghanistan since the U.S. military withdrawal at the end of August. Canadian officials have arrested yet another pastor for holding worship services in violation of COVID-19 restrictions. Police arrested Pastor Tobias Thiessen of the Church of God Restoration this month over a health order that banned outdoor gatherings of over 5 people. Listen.
All right, so Tobias, can you step out of the car? You're under arrest. You have an outstanding warrant for your arrest, okay?
All right.
Be strong, buddy. You got this all day.
I'm just going to have you go back to your vehicle, okay?
After he had been handcuffed behind his back, but before he was placed in the police car, the young pastor asked for permission to hug his mother. She was flying out the next morning to Austria for an undetermined period of time. However, the Canadian COVID police refused his request.
She's going to Austria in the morning.
Excuse me.
I have a question. This is my mom. My mom is moving to Austria.
I need you to back away
and
let me do my job. Thank you.
Can we please say goodbye to my brother?
I need you to go back.
Just let her give me a hug. She's going to Austria in the morning. She's moving to Austria.
I need you to back away, okay? We have a job to do right now. Ma'am, you can't do this. Yes, I can. You're obstructing my job right now. You are not. You're obstructing me from saying hi to my brother. I need you to go back to the vehicle. You understand? I do not understand.
After the police had closed the rear police car door, his mother and brother said goodbye.
Lord bless you, Tobias. Be strong.
We love you.
Be strong.
Be strong, my friend.
I love you.
My brother.
Then Tobias's brother asked the perfect rhetorical question.
Is this what Canada has come to? You can do this to somebody who's been a faithful pastor.
Finally, the pastor's wife, holding 2 young children in her arms, instructed them to say goodbye to their father, who had just been arrested for daring to hold an outdoor church service.
Tobias
Thiessen spent an extra night in jail since he did not accept the terms that he not attend gatherings that would include church. You can see the 5-minute video for yourself of his arrest in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Thiessen told Fox News he spent his jail time in prayer. He said, quote, "In Ephesians, it says that we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places and principalities and powers. That's it, right now, what we see. They're after all of us who are giving to God what belongs to God and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But now, Caesar wants that which belongs to God. And as Christians, we just cannot. We cannot comply with that." End quote. Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. On Monday, 12 states filed suit against the Biden administration over a new rule that restores Title X family planning funding to abortion mills. President Donald Trump ended the abortion funding, but the Department of Health and Human Services recently restored it. Ohio Republican Attorney General Dave Yost led the suit, joined by 11 other states. As public schools are returning to full-time in-person learning this year, many parents are not re-enrolling their children. Cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle are seeing fewer enrollments for a second year in a row. Enrollment in the Los Angeles Unified School District dropped by 27,000 students this year compared to last year. That's a 6% decline. Chicago public school enrollment is also down significantly by 10,000 students compared to last fall. And Seattle public schools started out this school year with 1,300 fewer students, costing it $28 million in state funding. The 400-year-old Reformed Church in America decided this month to restructure because of division over sexually perverted lifestyles. The Reformed Church in America plans to reorganize churches based on ideology instead of geography. This would allow groups within the denomination to ordain